Welcome to The Consistency Club, a monthly podcast dedicated to marketing your photography business from the creators of This Can't Be That Hard. Each month on the 15th, you'll hear an in-depth discussion about a marketing strategy that's working well in the industry right now. Looking for even more support? When you become a member of The Consistency Club, you'll unlock access to the extended version of each month's podcast, along with monthly email and social media templates, and bonus access to that month's secret strategy. Sign up at go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club to get started.
Hey, Dana.
Hi, Anami. How are you?
Oh, jinx. I'm good. I'm on spring break with my kids, and we're visiting my in-laws, and I sent them out of the house so that I could record this in a quiet house with you. But I'm currently sitting on my suitcase. This is like the corner that was quiet and whatever. So I'm sitting on my suitcase, and I've got my laptop up on a stool. So it's real high tech around here today.
Oh, I wish we could get like a behind the scenes picture of that, you know, the stories in me is just like, oh, give us some behind the scenes on me.
I know. I should totally do that. Blah, sorry. I am the worst about, and I'm putting air quotes out, if you're not watching me creating content, I'm so bad about it. Anyway.
Well, then how do you create all this great content for This Can't Be That Hard?
Hey, consistency is the key, right? I have a marketing wing woman in my back pocket who does so much of it for me.
Yeah. And I actually think that's a great place to jump off, because I was just saying before we started recording, you know, it's like, I think the feedback that we're getting from people and like the conversations we're having is it's being part of Consistency Club is so much more than just getting these templates. Like, that's great. And it's so nice that they're written just for photographers. So like, that's lovely. But it's really the idea of like that you have somebody who is in your back pocket just thinking up your strategy, your marketing strategy, like big picture. Okay, when you guys are hearing this, it's the middle of April, maybe the beginning of May, but like it's May. What does that mean for photographers? Like, are we gearing up for, you know, summer session? Like, somebody is in the background thinking about what you need to be doing 5 months out from busy season today so that you are fully booked when it comes to busy season. And that is really, I think, the value of, you know, what we're seeing for our people who have been around for a long time is that they don't have to worry about like not only the minutiae of like, I love your analogy about how marketing is like laundry. It's like an ongoing, never ending chore that we all hate. But at the same time, I think it's also, you know, good marketing thinks big picture and thinks ahead, months ahead, so that you're prepared, you know, when the holidays come around or when busy season right. or whatever. So anyway, I just, you know, I kind of wanted to shout out to the people who have been around for a long time and who are starting to like really see the fruits of their labor. And then, you know, for those of you who are new, or for those of you who haven't joined us inside the Consistency Club yet, just to explain that, like, you know, that is our intention here, is to really give you guys these, you know, bigger picture strategies that are going to help you grow your business, not just put out cute social media content every month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many like templates or, you know, whatever, those kinds of things. You can just Google like, you know, email templates, or you can use ChatGPT to write email templates. The fact of the matter is, though, when we set out to create this, we really were trying to think about like not giving a man a fish, but teaching him to fish. Like, you know, our hope is that after spending some time in this club, like in the Consistency Club, you not only feel like you're putting out content, but hopefully your brain is starting to kind of click with the strategies and really the deeper kind of marketing lessons that we go after here. So yeah, I agree. I think that having a quick win every month is helpful. Like having that easy go-to where you're like, okay, great. I don't have the creative bandwidth this month to come up with all of my reels. So I'm just going to like basically copy and paste what Dana has provided for me, or I don't know what to write in my emails this month. So I'm just going to take that template and kind of tweak it and put it out there. Like those are great, but I really hope, and it seems like based on our feedback, that it is the bigger picture stuff that really, over time is the more valuable piece. So I love that.
Yeah, me too. And this month, you know, we are kind of doing a bit of a bigger picture sort of multi-stepped like approach. So let's like jump in and talk to them about what our plan is for this month.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So you guys have heard us talk about lead magnets or freebies before. These are the juicy little things that you put together that are free and available to someone who either visits your website or, you know, comes across you in some way. They get maybe a pop-up or an invitation to download this thing. But in order to do that, they have to share with you their email address and sign up for your email marketing newsletter. So it's not that lead magnets as a concept are probably new if you've been here for any period of time. And certainly I'm sure that you've downloaded a handful of them or maybe you have one. But what we want to talk about today is the fact, you know, if we're going to talk about like laundry, it's an ongoing job. Building your email list is not something that you do once and then you're good. Like yeah. It is an ongoing thing. And we talk a lot around here about how your email list really should be the hub of your marketing strategy, where because not everyone who comes across you on social or finds you out in the world or whatever is ready to hire you right that minute. And if you rely on something like social media or, God forbid, someone just remembering who you are, then by the time they are ready to hire a photographer, like they're probably going to go find some other photographer. So by yes. getting them on your email list and then communicating with them regularly, you are not only building that like desire of, you know, they are seeing photos of yours or they're seeing your, you know, they're reading your little stories or your, you know, anecdotes or whatever, but they are building that know, like, and trust factor where they feel like they know you.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, when that time comes that they're ready to hire a photographer, it's like a no-brainer that you're the person that they're going to.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, I think that when we talk about a lead magnet, I think a lot of photographers probably have a lead magnet, right? Mm-hmm. So guys, if you already have one and you feel like you haven't really like, you know, I'm trying to think of a laundry analogy, overwashed it.
It's getting worn thin.
Yeah. If you feel like, you know, that shirt's got some life left back in it, then just go with that one, right? But if mm-hmm. you feel like you could use a fresh, like, you know, fresh bait here, then I would encourage you to take it some time this month and freshen up that lead magnet. A great lead magnet should feed your list for several months. And sometimes if it's really good, like years, right? Like depending on what it is. So I do think that it is worth taking some time this month. And inside of the Consistency Club, I have given you just like, I brainstormed a bunch of ideas for all different niches of photography, but you know, Anami also has a bonus training where she gives you a bunch of ideas in there for you. So, you know, take some time to really think about. And when you're doing this, I want you to put yourself in the mind of your client. What do they need help with? Right. And so, you know, as a photography client, it's like, yeah, there's so much about the process that I don't understand. People, I am sure, always worry about what to wear. People don't understand like the timeline of like how it goes down, how to stand, like what the joke, what do I do with my hands? Like, yep. You know, whatever. These are all things that you guys might think are just silly, but to those of us on the other side of the camera, you know, that is really helpful and also calms gets rid of a speed bump that is preventing us from booking family photos because we're like, ah, that's what I do with my hands. That's what I wear, you know, whatever. Or, you know, that location is super inspiring to me. I do want those beautiful, you know, I want that like beautiful location up on my wall or whatever the case is. So point being, take some time to think about what it is that your clients really want. And then bonus points, if you can just think of something that is more unique than what is out there, right? Like if you keep seeing all the, you know, photographers in your niche, especially in your area, offering the same lead magnet, do something different so that you're, you know, able to market that in a different way. And people are like, oh, that's different. I haven't heard of that before, you know?
Yeah. And I think it can be really, so I want to come back to the fact that like a lead magnet really should not be, one of the biggest mistakes that I see people making, and something that I have been like very guilty of because I tend to try to over deliver on everything.
Yeah.
Is creating these huge lead magnets that are like the comprehensive guide to getting your photo taken for, you know, every scenario possible. And it's kind of one of those things where it's like, if it's a 35-page ebook, like best of luck. Nobody wants to read that. Nobody wants to consume it. It's too much. And they're either not going to download it in the first place, or they're going to like sign up for it and then see the size of it and be like, oh, I'll put this on a shelf for later and then never do anything with it. Mm-hmm. Really, the best kinds of lead magnets are a quick answer or a quick win to kind of a burning question. Mm-hmm. And I am really excited about the idea that I explored in this month's templates. So if you're in the Consistency Club and you have access to this month's templates, you're gonna dig that one. And I can't wait to see somebody else's version of it. And I don't think I've seen it out there before, but like, think about, you know, what are the objections that people have to hiring you? And, you know, what do they say when they're emailing you or they're on the phone with you and they're like, well, I'm just worried about fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. If you can create some sort of like guide to figuring out how to budget for your photography or whatever the case may be, that is actually meeting the person who's shopping for photography right where they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing is, that solution, coming up with a lead magnet that answers like that burning question, is great for getting someone who's like kind of hot to hire a photographer. So that's sort of one strategy. And then you can go for a broader strategy that may appeal to your audience, your ideal client audience, that may or may not be interested in hiring a photographer right now. So like, you're a dog photographer or a pet photographer, and you create a lead magnet that like talks about the pros and cons of various dog parks in your city or something like that. I don't know. That's not necessarily somebody who's thinking about hiring a photographer, but then all of a sudden they find that, they're like, oh, I want that. And then, you know, you're in their inbox and you're meeting them and they're like, I didn't even know pet photography was a thing.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, all of a sudden, like, I have this desire that I didn't even have before. So The point there is that if you have a lead magnet, and as Dana said, if that shirt still has some life left in it, like, continue to use that. That's great. I like to think about lead magnets as something that I create 2 to 3 times a year, not because the last one is garbage, but to kind of keep it fresh and keep it in the rotation. And so over time, if you're creating 2 to 3 a year, then, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, you've got a dozen of them.
Yes.
And then you can have something that's like a little more seasonal.
Yep.
Or whatever. And you kind of pull that one out of the closet and, you know, you hold that one up and sort of like promote it a little bit more. Those lead magnet signup pages are probably all going to be active somewhere on your website.
Yep.
So like, if somebody happens to have an old email from you or something and they know that it's there, that it's still, they're still able to go get it. But the idea with having this kind of rotation on your lead magnets is that it gives you something fresh to talk about. It gives people new reasons to sign up, you know, if they're not interested in dog park information, but they do want to know the 5, tips for dog, you know, what to bring
harnesses
to dog portrait. Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, then that one may sort of do the trick for them.
Yeah. And then, you know, you could use a convert box pop-up and ask people when they land on your website, would you like a free resource? Which of these would you like better? You know, like, again, I'm wrapping all our strategies together here. I hope you guys can see that the longer you do this and the more you kind of like get your mind in it. And like Anami said, whether this is your very first lead magnet or you've got a couple created, have the long-term vision to think, okay, every time I create one of these, it's an arrow in my quiver. You know what I mean? And while you were talking, I actually thought of like the third sort of type of lead magnet. And I do call this out in some of the social media templates, so I do want to touch on it here, which is the idea of like creating a lead magnet that cross collaborates with other small businesses or big businesses in your area. So this might be like, if you're an event photographer, you might pull your five favorite venues and put them into a lead magnet. Like if you are a boudoir photographer, you might talk about like your favorite like shops for people to go buy lingerie and other outfits for boudoir photography, right? Then you can reach out to those people and you can cross promote. So like, that's another way if you're looking for some inspiration. So we talked about like a big objection that your clients might have. Now we're talking about cross promoting with other like vendors, quote unquote, that your client would work with. And then the other one that Anami mentioned second, which is just sort of like a resource that might not be a roadblock for them to get to photography, but is something that they're interested in because they are a parent, a pet owner, a bride to be, whatever. So those are kind of like the three areas that you guys can start noodling on as you're thinking about what you want your lead magnet to be this month.
That also brought something up for me where if you are cross promoting with another brand or multiple brands, one of the things that is a very common lead magnet strategy out there in the world is a discount. So, you know, sign up here, like sign up for our email list and get 10% off your first order, right? We've all seen that. And most photographers avoid that because, you know, it's like, oh, we're starting out with a discount. And like, how does that, you know, how does that resonate and all this other stuff? But let's say that you put together some sort of like guide to a shopping guide for your boudoir session. And the whole thing really heavily featured your favorite lingerie boutique. You know, you're friends with the owner and you've got whatever, and you show them like, hey, I'm planning on putting this thing together and I'm going to use it to grow my email list. I would love to have people sign up for that. And in the thing that hooks them into signing up is a discount at their boutique. Mm-hmm. So it's like you get a 20% coupon for purchase of $100 or more or $200 or more or something like that. And then that helps you grow your list. It helps them market their business, and they're going to be motivated to also share your lead magnet because, you know, so there's just another idea very love much that. Up in my head.
Cooking with gas over here, guys. It's like, we don't even plan all of these ideas out ahead of time. It's just the magic that happens when we get on the Consistency Club.
It is truly the thing about marketing is that sometimes you just kind of have to like get into it. It's, you know, and then the ideas start to come. So
it's so helpful to have somebody to brainstorm with back and forth. And like to call back what we were talking about at the beginning of this episode, like, you know, I tell Anami everything to create for This Can't Be That Hard, but it's like, but we're always talking together about our marketing strategy, right? Yeah. So like having that other person to like bounce ideas off of is really great. Hopefully you have somebody that you can do that with. And if not, we are those people for you. Like that's exactly what we're here for. So hopefully you guys are feeling inspired and excited to make a new lead magnet this month.
I have talked before about how I have like, when I go for walks, I always have podcasts on in my ears. And like, I am the weirdo who like stops and pauses the thing and like pulls out my phone and makes audio notes to myself about like, okay, new idea, blah, 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 blah. So I love to imagine, and you'll have to tell us if this is true for you, that like you're out there listening somewhere. And when, you know, when these ideas hit, they help you kind of inspire your own, even if it's not the idea that we're giving you, it like inspires your own creativity.
Yeah.
There is sort of the funny thing, the question that I've heard many times about, well, I've created a lead magnet to grow my email list. So does it do me any good? Or should I share that lead magnet with the people who are already on my email list? Yeah, we very much are addressing that in our email templates this month. So I'm excited for that. And then we are, of course, using social to help promote either a lead magnet that you've got, or again, Dana mentioned, we've got a whole bonus training in the Consistency Club all about how to create a lead magnet, what the ideas should be, what the tech is that goes into like posting that and delivering it and following up on it and all that sort of thing. So
and if you're feeling overwhelmed by the tech, I'll just say, because I think that's feedback that we hear a lot, A, Anami is an amazing teacher, and she broke it down for you, like, step by step to make it, like, as easy as possible. And B, the learning curve is pretty quick, guys. Like, once you figure out, you know, the steps that you need to do this for your first lead magnet, then it's just rinse and repeat after that. So, again, worth the time to learn how to set up the tech to deliver a lead magnet properly and add people to your email list.
Yep. That is, that's basically it. I guess we will go ahead and say goodbye to our non-members, although we would love to have you join us. You can join us at go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club. And for our members, we will be continuing the conversation and walking you through this month's templates.
That's it for this month's marketing lesson, but there's more waiting when you become a member. Visit go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club to join the Consistency Club and get instant access to the rest of this episode, your Mad Lib-style email and social media templates, our library of bonus trainings, and this month's secret strategy. Again, that's go.thiscan'tbethathard.com/club. We can't wait to have you.